You're listening to SBS News.
The results of Afghanistan's presidential election are in, but who won?
This is not only a victory in an election, this is also the victory of the Islamic Republic of Afghanistan.
Incumbent President Ashraf Ghani has been declared the winner, almost 5 months after the voting took place, amid a low turnout due to the threat of violence and concerns over electoral fraud. Head of the Afghan Independent Election Commission, Hawa Alam Nuristani, announced the result.
His Excellency Ashraf Ghani, who has achieved 923,592 votes, which is a total of 50.64% of all the votes cast by voters in the country, has been declared as the elected president of Islamic Republic of Afghanistan.
But Ghani's main rival, Abdullah Abdullah, refutes it, vowing to form a parallel government.
Based on the clean and biometric votes, the Stability and Convergence team is the winner of this election and we announce our victory.
The election results had been delayed for nearly 5 months after allegations of vote rigging forced a recount. In 2014, Abdullah lost to Ghani in a divisive election that saw the US intervene to broker an awkward power-sharing deal between the two rivals.
The result, which was announced today, is the outcome of fraud in elections, a coup against democracy, betrayal of people's will, and we consider it illegal from its foundation.
The Taliban has also rejected Ghani's win, further putting into question a US peace plan that calls for a reduction in violence, followed by a more permanent agreement between Washington and the Taliban. Following the results, President Ghani appeared among supporters in Kabul, where he emphasized the importance of reconciliation talks with the Taliban.
With courage and plans, we will move forward the peace negotiations, but it will be the Afghan nation who will take the final decision. There will be no hidden decisions regarding it.
Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.